up, it will restore my self-respect, for I was shedding tears freely before Ruby came along.
Mmm, this cake, it has a real Avonlea flavor.
Oh, we missed you today in class, Anne.
But I might have known that you and Gilbert would defect to the fast track.
I suppose you'll be trying for the gold medal.
Oh, it's far too early in the year to be thinking about medals.
Mm. Oh, that reminds me. Queen's is to get one of the Avery scholarships after all. Frank Stockley told me. His uncle's on the board of governors.
What's an Avery scholarship?
Oh, honestly, Ruby, don't you know anything? The Avery is awarded to the graduate who makes the highest mark in English literature.
It's worth $250 a year, which pays for 4 years' tuition at Redmond College.
I expect you've got your sights set on the Avery, Anne.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, admit it, Anne. Your face is getting very red just thinking of it.
Well, it would be something to be a Bachelor of Arts. I mean, Matthew would be so proud.
You've got the brains to take the Avery. Oh,
unless Gilbert Blythe runs off with it.
Well, whoever wins it will be very lucky. But I'm not going to torment myself with thinking about it on our very first day.
I want to hear all the news, Anne.
The Avonlea set isn't doing too badly, Marilla. Ruby Gillis is counted the handsomest. Mm-hmm. Jane Andrews is head of everyone in domestic science. And Josie Pye is considered the sharpest-tongued of all the girls in either year.
What about Anne Shirley?
Oh, I'm happy enough. I'd never admit this to the others.
Go on.
I'm working very hard. There's this scholarship, the Avery.
I remember. The one to Redmond College.
I'm going to try to win it, Marilla. The only real competition is Gilbert Blythe. We're neck and neck in everything, same as when we were 12 years old.
Oh, you seem to thrive on competition.
I suppose I do. One thing about Gilbert, he's a worthy foeman. Marilla, there's something bothering me, and I need to know the truth. Is Matthew still ailing?
He's not been well, Anne. There's no sense pretending otherwise. He's had some real bad spells with his heart, and he won't spare himself a mite. We've got a good hired man now, so I keep hoping Matthew can kind of rest and get his strength back.
I'll try to encourage him. How is Mrs. Lynn?
Oh, Rachel Lynn, same as ever. Whenever I mention you, she rants on about how higher education unfits a woman for her true sphere.
Now that's what I like about Avonlea. Some things never change.
Speaking of Rachel Lynn, reminds me, did you hear anything up in town about the Abbey Bank, Anne?
I heard it was shaky. Why?
Well, that's what Rachel was saying last week. Matthew is real worried. All our savings is in that bank, every penny. Old Mr. Abbey was a great friend of Father's, and Matthew said any bank with him at the head of it was good enough for anybody.
I suppose there's no sense panicking.
I suppose not.
It doesn't seem possible that the term is over.
Last fall, it seemed so long to look forward to. A whole winter of studies and classes.
And here we are with the exams looming up next week.
Ruby Gillis, I thought I told you not to mention those wretched exams.
I'll mention them as much as I like, Josie Pye.
I lost 7 pounds in the last 2 weeks.
Jane, don't.
It's no use, Anne. I will worry. Worrying helps some. It seems as if you were doing something when you're worrying.
Oh, Jane's right. It would be dreadful to fail your first year after going to Queen's all winter and spending so much money.
Oh, I don't care. If I don't pass this year, I'm coming back next. My father can afford it. Anne, Frank Stockley says that Professor Tremaine said Gilbert Blythe was sure to win the gold medal and that Emily Clay would likely win the Avery scholarship.
Thank you, Josie. Now look at that arch of pale green sky over those houses and picture to yourselves what it must look like over the purple beech woods back home in Avonlea.
If we must find out our exam results, at least it's a lovely day for it. Anne? Are you all right?
Another few minutes, Jane, and we'll know who won the gold medal and who the Avery.
Of course you'll win one of them anyhow.
I've no hope for the Avery, and I'm not going to march up to the bulletin board in front of everybody. I haven't the moral courage. I'm going straight to the girls' dressing room. You must read the announcements and then come and tell me, Jane.
Of course. If that's how you feel,